This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's get on to Kelly. She's Kelly Sayer is a South African sound engineer. She's been working in the US for some time. Hey, Kelly, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, Gareth. I'm good. It's actually nighttime here, though.
Yeah.
Thursday in Los Angeles.
Now, you're at Berklee School of Music. I mean, that's incredible. You graduated from there, right?
Yes, I graduated there in 2016. It was in Boston, and then I moved out to Los Angeles about 8 months ago now.
That's amazing. What are you doing in LA right now?
Right now, I work for a producer. He goes by Alex the Kid, spelled
yeah.
The Kid.
Right.
And he was Rihanna's producer, and he did stuff with Eminem. And so I work as his personal engineer.
That's phenomenal. So you actually sit at the desk and you help him to mix and produce. I mean, I was looking at the list of songs. We've got, in his catalog, you've got stuff like Rihanna's Love the Way You Lie, Imagine Dragons, you got Dr. Dre, Nicki Minaj, B.O.B., Hayley Williams, Dirty Money. I mean, this is incredible stuff.
Yeah, I've been very lucky to get this opportunity. He's worked with some incredible people, and luckily during my time there, some of them have been coming back and have very exciting sessions coming up, even tomorrow. So I definitely feel like I'm living in a movie every day that I get to go to work.
It's incredible. How did you get into this? You're a South African girl. You're from Joburg, right?
I was born in Joburg, but I consider myself from Cape Town because I grew up there. And I just applied to Berklee because they were doing auditions in Cape Town at the Fugard Theatre. And then from there, like networking within the college, and most people from my college move out to Los Angeles. So there's a huge Berklee connection here, and being an alum from Berklee, it really helped me to get this job. But actually I got it because I had to run a bunch of sessions, and I think they were kind of surprised to see a female engineer, and they weren't really expecting anything of me. But I think I killed it because they hired me. So
right, and it's a very male environment. Like the studio engineers are mostly guys.
Mostly male engineers, mostly male musicians. I mean, just this week I brought in an artist to record, and I offered him some rooibos tea, and then he asked me who was going to be recording him, and I said me, and he was a little bit surprised, but I kind of like that element of being able to surprise people once I sit down at the desk and I am actually able to work the equipment. So definitely I'm all about getting more females involved in audio, because currently I think there's only 5% of us in the whole world.
Well, I'm curious about Berklee because this is probably the best music school in the world. And certainly
yes, that way for contemporary music.
Absolutely. And the people who've been there and who've been able to study there, and it's a very small group of people who ever, you know, kind of get the privilege right and are able to afford it and are able to put themselves through it and have the talent, frankly, to make it count. It must have been incredible. Who else was in your class? Any people that we would know?
Funny enough, my brother was in my class, but you might not know him yet. He's working on his artist project at the moment in Cape Town, going under the name Cub.
Yeah.
And there were a couple South Africans in my year. There
really?
Were about six of us, so we had a little club. But none of them you won't have heard of them yet, but they're all making their way up in the industry. So look out for us, because there were a few Berklee South Africans.
Do you have some interesting lecturers while you were there?
Yes, I had some incredible lecturers, people who'd worked with. One of my favorite was a woman named Susan Rogers. She produced Prince, his entire album Purple Rain, and worked very closely with him for years. So just it was amazing to work with professors who'd made it in the industry and wanted to share that knowledge with you. So you're working with really high caliber people who then could help you find connections and figure out your way. And to have Susan, like I said, with there being so few females, she was a really big role model to me.
You're a bit of, you're
as
a bit
well
of a...
as another producer, Leanne Unger, who worked with Leonard Cohen. So
wow,
it was, I learned a lot. I feel very lucky to have had this opportunity.
You were on the Dean's list, though. You're not underachiever. You every semester that you were there, you were on the Dean's list. That's impressive.
Why, thank you. I do work hard, but that's my Herschel Girls School education from Cape Town that made me an academic.
And you were granted an entrance scholarship because of your audition and application as a vocalist, right? So you're also a singer.
Yes, I am also a singer. That's primarily why I went out there. I didn't know I was going to want to do engineering and producing. I just knew that I really love music, and I've been singing my whole life. So I was lucky enough to get a vocal scholarship. And then once I got there, I started to explore with recording and producing my own music.
So what's your day to day at the moment? You go into the studio in the mornings and you get in there and you start producing early and you throw some tracks around and you rework and add and subtract from existing stuff. I mean, does Alex kind of leave you alone and say, make it happen?
Well, at the moment, a lot of what I do is I'm working with different artists and a lot of songwriters every day who come into the studio, and I will record their vocals. So Alex gives me tracks. He works on beats. He has about 2,000 beats and more coming every single day that I have to sort through, and then kind of catalog them and see what the writers want to work on or what songs the artist wants to cut. And then I will set up all the equipment and prepare the tracks and help them select one. And then I'll actually record their vocals, mix them, and send it to Alex every day. So that's kind of like the main process, but it stays exciting because it's a different artist or writer almost every single day. So it's been a really great way for me to get connected in LA and to meet young people and young musicians who love music as much as I do. So It keeps it exciting.
Are you planning on staying there?
Very bad songs written and some very good songs written. Sorry. So it's a mix.
We got kind of cut off there from each other. I don't think we could hear each other properly. But are you going? Your plan is to stay there and to produce music and maybe even start your own kind of production company. Is that what you want to do?
Yes. Ultimately, I do want to return to South Africa one day, but since I'm only 23, I feel like I still need to spend time here getting like to know more people and to develop my skills more so that I can come back and start my own studio in Cape Town one day. But for now, I'm still learning.
Sounds amazing. All right. Listen, behave yourself. Fly the flag high and keep producing amazing stuff there. And we hope to hear your name in certain circles among the elite of the music world soon. Well done and congratulations, Kelly. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Gareth. Goodbye.
Cool. There's Kelly Sayer. She's a South African sound engineer working with Alex de Kidd in Cali. Nice, huh? Sounds pretty good.
This is CliffCentral.com.